ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. We've had some trouble getting on because some people don't like the Hawk to be on. Our good satellite uplink people do all the right things. I had my stuff all set up, and bingo, it just still doesn't work. Somebody blocks it. So be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you this. You know, all the things going on, we're now seeing the beginning of sorrows, as Lord Jesus talked about. We're seeing the beginning of sorrows, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, okay? These are the beginning of the sorrows. After that, it's going to get a lot worse. Going to get a lot worse. If you read Matthew 24, if you read Luke 21, then what is the prescription? The prescription is Matthew 25. But you see, I had a little blast of cool air come in last night in the front to move through, and it's a little cooler today. And I immediately, when I felt that little bit of chill in the evening last night or in the early morning, I thought to myself, well, you know, that reminds me of Matthew 24. And woe unto them that are with child, and to those that give suck in those days, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So, you know, I'll tell you, the prescription is chapter 25 of Matthew. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then all these virgins arose, all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they all were ready, and all that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, he then says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But you see, we do know the seasons of what's going on. And we do know that Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences. Pestilences are also viruses and bioweapons and all that kind of stuff. Not just cockroaches or ants or, you know, flies or whatever. Pestilences are the diseases, the killing diseases. So anyway, the fact is that pestilence, earthquakes, diverse places. Well, Michoacan had another earthquake after like a 6.8 or 9, after a 7.6 the other day. We've had a bunch of quakes in diverse places. And some of them could very easily have been done by tectonic weapons. You know, Brother Quayle years ago wrote that book, you know, Weather Warfare, you know, and all the different stuff. And we still do not have an awareness by most people about any of it. But if you look up, there was a treaty actually made at one point in time between the United States and the Soviet Union, all right, which would be Russia today, for those who don't know, in case you go to the modern schools, okay? So the treaty was made about space weapons, space-based weapons, and weather weapons, and tectonic weapons, and all of that kind of stuff, electromagnetic pulse weapons, scalar interferometers, in other words, atmospheric heaters, another word for that, Tesla howitzers, an old type of phraseology, from Nikolai Tesla, not the car, okay? So the fact is that all of these could be popping and popping. It doesn't say that God does them, although God could do them, obviously, but it says that all of this is going to be going on. And these are the beginning of sorrows, and then it really gets bad because there's going to be great tribulation after that. So that if they were not shortened, there would be nobody alive on this planet. No flesh left alive. So that's a very important thing to understand, that what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24, and if you haven't read it in a King James Version with the red letters, I suggest you do. But the thing is that he tells you all of these are the beginning of sorrows. It's going to get worse. You have to adapt to that or think about that or react to that in your own way. You can't just read it and then get done and go to the next sentence. You have to think about what that means. And consequently, you have to be ready to endure until the end, you see. You have to be ready to not get bowled over by all this stuff. You have to be ready with food and all the different things you got to go to. Matthew 25 is a prescription of preparedness of lamp oil, you see. But that could also extrapolate out to food, water, purification of water, storage of water. In our modern era, firearms, ammunition in order to protect your family and your home or your business. This country is beginning to be very quickly third world nation or, you know, bad. Over half the people in the United States have been called extremists domestic extremists or fascists by the president. You have in McHenry, North Dakota, you have a lefty drunk who's 41 years old, and they're at the little bitty town, they're at the dance at the square, the fall festival, or whatever the heck it is, you know, downtown in a small town. And this guy goes up to an 18-year-old kid, and he starts arguing with the guy about politics. The 18-year-old kid is a Republican. And the 41-year-old gets into him. He's drunk, and he's talking about this, that, and the other. So then after the dance ends, the kid starts to walk home. He calls his mom, mentions this guy's name, this Brant guy, who is the alleged murderer. And oh, they're calling a vehicular manslaughter. No, it's a DLS because he called in and said that this guy was a Republican extremist, okay? Using Biden's words, right? And so consequently, the 41-year-old tracks him down and hunts him with his truck or car, whatever, and runs the kid down. Ba-boom, 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 okay? So it is quite interesting. And, it's just amazing that we're in this position right now, okay? Because I tell you what, that tells you that, you know, you can't fly a Trump flag or Republican sign or any kind of thing, or these people are going to come for you. They have been stimulated to come for you. You see what I'm saying? They've been tuned up. If they got the vaccine, then they've been 5G. If they got the vaccine or are not, but are MK Ultra types subjects, which there are those in a lot of towns and even small towns, because it's done through the sneaky secret police parts of the United States government, CIA, FBI, secret police, you know what I'm saying? No such NSA, secret police. DHS got a lot of secret police. All these agencies got their own people now. The IRS, 87,000 armed killers, right? Coming to pay your taxes, right? You got all this kind of stuff. This is a nation that now is going forward into the 10 FEMA regions at some point here very quickly. And then the game is going to be on. You know what I'm saying? The game's on now, but the gloves are still on. Well, the gloves come off at some point. And then they're going to come directly, all right? Now people say, well, I didn't buy a gun because I'll be on a list. Well, I talked to somebody yesterday, and that person actually said that to me. And I said, well, you know, I said, you're already on the list for another reason, okay? And they laughed because then they said, okay, yeah, I agree with you because, oh, I see what you're saying. I said, don't worry about that. You got a Second Amendment right to defend your home. You see, you defend you and your home and your family, your business, you know? So you better go get one. Now, the same person had already gotten a lot of long-term storage food and was putting that back, you know? And all of that, but you've got to be able to defend yourself. Now, if you absolutely can't afford to get a gun, go to your grandpa or your Uncle Joe or your next-door neighbor who's a gun collector who might just have an extra .22 rifle or pistol or might have an extra pump shotgun or a double-barreled shotgun or whatever it might be. And see if you can borrow that or, you know, whatever, in exchange for helping them with whatever they need at a certain point. And a lot of times it might be in the near future, it might be that you need to stand guard, you know, on both your properties to make sure that people are not coming. You wait till you see the bikers get tuned up, the bike gangs, the really nasty ones, and you see the street gangs get tuned all up. And the hungry people, the communist, Luciferian, lefty, hungry people who do not have the food store, they're going to come from you or for you. It's like old McCorkey used to say in the old days, it's going to be the teacher, the lefty teacher or professor who comes at you with a butter knife, okay? Because she smelled your food cooking down the street or heard your generator or whatever it is, and she's going to organize the people and say that we need to take their food and get their generator because we don't have one. Lord, Lord, open to us. And what did Jesus just tell them? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. You don't have to give everything to somebody. If you told your relatives or your family or your friends, you've told them 173 different times over the last 10 years to get food and water and to put, you know, preparations back, and they laugh at you and tell you you're crazy, and they're going to the Bahamas or to Jamaica or Hawaii or wherever they're going, all right? Well, when they come to your door, you tell them, I know ye not. Because that's what Jesus told the virgins, the foolish ones that were waiting for him, but didn't bring the lamp oil. You see, there's an idea right there, isn't it? There's a truth right there in the Bible. We're at a different time frame, you see, than what many people think. And now people are starting to get it, all right? People are starting to get it. And that is about all I can say on that. Not really. Hold on, could always say, a little bit more, couldn't he, huh? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be quite interesting because Putin has now said, I'm not bluffing. And they've got the hypersonic missiles, and they've got all kind of troops that they just brought up, another 300,000. And then I heard one of these, this Carapano or whatever, talking, you know, today on the air. And he said, oh, well, they've got to train them and try to find them, and they're going to run, and they're going to have to pick them up and, you know, use troops to go to get them and blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what. Russia is still Russia, all right? And they call you up. You don't get called up, then they're going to kill you, you know what? Or throw you in the Russian prison, which is not any fun, or a Siberian work camp. And you'll make gloves for those troops, you see, that are out there for the winter warfare. So Putin has called up, mobilized the 300,000 people. He's putting everybody in the energy sector. Their energy sector will now be in the military, all right? And tell you what, they keep pushing him. And regardless of whether it's the high school debating squad logical or they're pushing a guy that's got his finger on the button and still controls Russia, right? So consequently, the preparation that a lot of you made has been good, and it's been my pleasure to have exhorted and yelled at you for over 18 years to get it going. And I still am doing it. Because you still should not quit. Because if you've got 3.5 years of food for all of your family, all right, you got, 50,000 rounds of ammunition. You got, those ones, listen, they're talking about people with 50,000 rounds of ammunition. There's more people like that than you can imagine. You know, I remember a guy in Rhode Island asked me, he says, Hawk, do you think 75,000 rounds is enough? I said, I know where you live. I'm not sure it is. And I'm not sure it is, because if you go to a scenario where the regional governors, you go to the martial law, and how would that happen? Well, if a nuclear missile pops, then you're there. Because if nothing else, the power grid in the United States goes out, and there isn't any electricity, no natural gas, the water probably won't run, none of it. So you're going to have, like old Brother Quay say, if you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. So you got to have it on hand or in your hand, all right? And this person yesterday, a really good, nice person, said, well, how are we going to cook? I said, well, you know, we're out here on the prairie. It's the cowboy day. You get white fire and you cook it over the campfire. And I said, oh, I guess, I guess you're right. I said, yeah, you're right. A lot of people ask me about the 24th. I don't know what's going to go down on the 24th. A lot of that information has been from the German, parliament or whatever, and some from the Russians and discussions about it. I know that Hal Turner said the other night that when they were getting ready to announce the deal with the Russians, Putin and all of that, that a lot of people left town out of D.C. pretty quickly. Well, a lot of those people get rid of their family, make sure they go out to the country, or some of them go to Site R, Raven's Rock, okay, in Pennsylvania, or they go to other different Mount Pony, Mount Weather, you know, different bunker areas. But then also they would have country homes that would send their families there while they go and have roles in the deep underground at Mount Weather or wherever it might be, okay? Or at Raven Rock, where you actually have things. And there's these underground bases all over the United States, and a lot of them will be filled with the higher-ups, the hoity-toities, the hot dog dooley squats, you know what I mean? and their families, they'll go to those. All right, there's all kind of places in Missouri, in the caves and different things. The largest underground storage in the world is in the Kansas City area, in the limestone caverns. And back in the day, Eisenhower had 2 years worth of food for every person in the United States inside those caves. Well, there's been a large amount of new food put in all those caves, but it's allocated not for the people. It's allocated for the military and the military officers and the hot dog top slaughterers, you see? Because I know that because I knew some people back, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago who were back then putting in frozen food areas and stuff like that with filet mignon steaks and T-bone steaks and lobster tails and all kind of stuff, all right? They were putting in what I would call top-grade officer mess food, all right? And, you know, Leavenworth's over here and bop, bop, bop and all of that. So anyway, there's all kind of things going on. Oh, let me see this. Somebody just told me in the United States. Let's see this. So, in the Allegheny Mountains, a friend of the show up there, the wind really blew and they're out of power up in some portion of the Alleghenies up there. You got over 800,000 people in Puerto Rico without power and with water in the street, no fresh water. No electricity, no natural gas, nothing. All right, 800,000 people. And I tell you, we tried back during the Trump era, they tried to get the money there. And remember that some of those people and the politicians in Puerto Rico were stealing that money, okay? And they tried to rebuild the power plants and all the stuff. Well, why didn't they do it right? They obviously didn't do it correctly. And they need to get in there and do it. But that's what's getting ready to go down, I believe, still all over the United States. One can of chunky soup, like a chunky sirloin burger or something like that, or one can of Progresso beef barley or, you know, whatever it might be. If you've got that, then that's one ration for one person a day. If you got some crackers or a little bread or what have you. And I would just say you need to make sure you've got rice. There's a shortage of rice. There's a shortage of coffee. Do you think that coffee might be something you might like in the future or as a bargaining item? Get you one of them vacuum packs of coffee or them pound, you know, a couple pounds of coffee. Get multiple ones of that. That's a good thing. If you're going to try to keep a freezer or refrigerator freezers, which you should, then I can recommend that you can go to Harbor Freight for about $199 on sale. You can get the basic solar panel deal with the cords and all the connectors and a small charge controller and all of that. It's a basic thing. It won't power your entire home. But you can charge batteries, okay? You can keep batteries, and if you've got a few different, RV-type batteries or long-term discharge-type batteries like on a marine battery for your boat or your RV, if you've got those and you can build a nice little space that keeps the water off of them or whatever, gets them up off the ground so they don't freeze out, but at the same time allows some ventilation, and you put those and you put the solar on there to charge those up, then you will find that after a day that will charge a battery, and then if you can get 2-3 batteries charged, that you can use that to run power from a inverter, which you can also charge the inverter, okay? And you can also charge like the four-way thing where you can, you know, pump your tire up or, jump-start your car, the four-way deal, which got usually some lights and different things to where you can jump-start your car or air your tires up. You can charge that. They have a battery. So you can get them charged up. And you can utilize those. Then you can use the battery to charge the inverter and et cetera, et cetera. And you just keep going. If you can afford to get more than one or two or three of these things, there is a hex connector where you can put about four or five of them on there of these 199 type setups, all right? And you can put them on there, and they will then connect, and then you can run that to the charge controller, which then can charge the batteries and watch all of that. It's a basic system. It's not a $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 house system that you would run your whole house or any of that. All right? But it is something that'll keep you with basic light, and then if you can run an extension cord to your refrigerator freezer or to your freezer, or to your refrigerator, the extra refrigerator in the garage or the basement or whatever, and you can run them and put over the top of them like furniture blankets or insulation to keep them the coolness in. And you can run them for several hours at a time to keep them cool or to keep the things frozen. If you've got a time to get some bags of ice, you can put a bag of ice up in there and also as well in the freezer, and you can freeze the bag of ice, okay? And that will, in a plastic bag, that will last longer. And then if you run it periodically throughout the day on a rotating basis, you'll be able to keep them going. Now, I just talk about practical things because we're going to have to get into the time to where it's very practical. There's all kind of stuff coming out, you know, about these vaccines and what have you. Just remember that Denmark has banned anybody under 50 from being given the vaccines. They're banned for giving the vaccines to anybody under 50. And, you know, I talked to some people in the last few days in the medical profession, and they're against these vaccines. They're saying, hey, look, the ones that are pushing them are killing these kids. They're giving them to the young kids now. Now there's like a 682% increase in adverse effects. There's all kind of adverse information now about the number of people dying. More people have died from allegedly from the vaccines than from the COVID. And I still think you better think twice about going to the hospital. And let me tell you something else. When you take these tests and you stick it up your nose, how many of them are designed to give you the virus? Or how many are designed to be a false positive where then you got to go to the doctor and then you go in and then the next thing you know, you're being intubated, you're ventilated. In my own particular case, after doing research and talking to some people in the medical profession, and not just locally, but although locally, I found some that a few locally that were never on board with the vaccine because they knew the truth. They knew about the mRNA changing your DNA and creating the graphene oxide, creating these weirdo clots that are being found in people. The embalmers, the undertakers are taking them out, and they're not made of the normal thing the blood clots are. They're made of like the graphene oxide, the carbon nanotube stuff that can self-assemble into those things and then kill you with the clots. So anyway, I mean, it's just beyond belief, but you've got to not get caught watching the paint dry. Because the next thing you know, you'll be in the clutches of someone, I don't know, Red Chinese, Russian Spetsnaz, street gangs, biker gangs, Northcoms, terrible troopers, perhaps, you see, under the auspices of the FEMA and the, what, Obama called, what did he call it? I remember I wrote the article on it, and I've read it to you many times. You know, it's the the governor's deal, right? The governor's deal. Vector creates the structure of military governors for martial law. 10 governors are going to run the country, not 50. All right? And Obama signed that. But the 500 or plus executive orders, presidential decision directives that W. Bush put into effect, many of them, most of them are still there, still in effect. But the way they use them is in degrees or this degree or that degree. But the fact is, it exists. And nobody, not even Trump, didn't suspend the state of emergency that the United States has been in since December the 24th, 1933, when a very short, you know, amount of people in the House and the Senate, under suspended rules, voted on the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933, a.k.a. otherwise known as, or also known as, the Emergency Powers Act, where Congress basically abdicated most of its power to the executive branch of government. And ever since then, we've been under a state of emergency, which is where you get all these agencies that are not laws, they're rules or they're decrees or what have you. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. The inflation is going through the roof and it's not going to abate. Because they don't want it to abate. They want to grind you. They want to grind you and starve you. They want to make it to where you can't pay your power bill. And if you're freezing to death, you're going to beg them for help. And, oh, there's going to be a lot of help in sports stadiums and places. I've seen some interesting things in the big suburban area outside of Kansas City on the Kansas side. I've seen some interesting things on a street where there used to be an entire another lane on each side of the street in traffic. In other words, what used to had been for 30 years a six-lane street, okay? And then all of a sudden they took the inside lane or the lane closest to the outer curbs, and this is an area where there are big hotels, corporate headquarters, high-rise buildings, etc., with a lot of rooms in them that sit along that street. Big banks, you know what I'm saying. And you cannot drive in that far lane anymore, but they don't have anything that says bike lane or anything like that, and it's a full lane of traffic. And then I thought, seeing it again in the last day or so, I thought, you know what that's for? That's for the military vehicles, because it's a major road or a major main drag cutting right through this whole suburban county here. And what they're going to do is they're going to park the tanks and the armed personnel carriers and the trucks, and they're going to do that, and then people are going to be put into these hotels and into these big giant high rises, the office buildings, and they're going to put them in there, and that's going to be, in effect, another sports stadium or another place to put people in, all right, under martial law, okay? Or maybe that's going to be the housing for the troops and the secret police. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about something positive right now for a chance, just to, so that you can be aware of it. And I'm going to tell you, it's the Nunemakers Bible Project in Indochina, you know, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, etc., Shan States, Myanmar, all those areas, the Montagnards, the tribes. And we alerted you to the fact that they need, are trying to always get the Bibles and songbooks in their own mountain dialect. Well, now I'll tell you, they run on to a really, what I would say, a thing where we're at the point that, quite frankly, there's a huge demand because they have been training these preachers. Been training the preachers, and they're going out, and then they're creating a populace that is on fire for the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to tell you, they need a lot of Bibles and songbooks in the dialects. And if you would like to contribute anything, I'm sure the Lord would love it if you did. because these are books that are going to people that are on fire for the Lord Jesus and on fire for our Father in heaven, okay? Anything is most needed, but send it to the Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, or just Indochina Bible Project, or just Nunemaker, and that's Dave and Debbie, but Nunemaker, Nunemaker, send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if they could get a lot of Bibles really quick, they've had 40 new baptisms. They do, you know, it's, this thing is going like wildfire. It is a revival. It is a an incredible reach for the Lord. And if we can help them, that's the best thing I know we can do on behalf of our Lord Jesus, as well as taking care of our families as well. But if you've got a little bit extra, send it. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Just send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA or Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that this is kind of an interesting sign in a sense, because here in the United States, people are turning away from the Lord instead of reaching. So anyway, I will tell you that Lady J down in the Smokies and Blue Ridge down in there has told us about hearing from different management of various food stores, the Walmart, I believe. I don't know exactly what town it is, somewhere in the entire mountainous south. We don't know the exact town, so I'm not telling you. And also a Kroger store in that area, that food prices are going to go up at least 30%. And that they had meetings in the store to tell people about it. Probably the department managers with store managers. Maybe the regional guy comes in or whatever. All right, tells about it. But it was not only the Walmart stores, but it was also the Kroger stores down in there. So that means there's going to be a 30% increase over and above what it is now. So I'm going to tell you, that doesn't mean you stop buying food. Well, I'll wait till the price comes down. Well, you might wait 50 years. I think about that, all right? Or never. You may be the 12th of never, and it never comes down, you see? So the trick is, in inflationary times, and a lot of people are the younger who have not experienced it, but the last time during the Peanuts Carter years and all of that, if you don't buy it now, it's more the next week. Well, I'll wait till it comes on sale. Well, it might come on sale, but it's on sale from the price that's 40-50% higher than what you're complaining about right now. So the trick is, if you have the money and you have the need to put back methodically with paying attention to your prep list, what you actually need, what you're short on. Is it food? Is it water storage? Or is it, do you not have a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters? If you've got that, do you have an extra set? Because that would give you then another, perhaps, I think two filters, I believe, if you go on the side, I forget what it is. I think approximately they'll give you about 6,000 gallons. But if you get an extra set, well, then you got 12,000 gallons. You see what I'm saying, all right? But if nothing else, you can always boil water, or you can use the MicroPure stuff, or a little bit, so many drops of unscented Clorox bleach, you know, in a gallon of water, or, you know, a quart of water, whatever it is. But you need to look that up for yourself and research that. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale, she's got it. She also has up at standdale.com, she has Holly's pages, the old Holly section, that has some of the information before she did her book. And that's up there for free if you can't afford the book. Then No Such Thing as Doomsday is another good book. Then there are lists at Emergency Essentials and all different kind of places, Nitro Pack, all kinds. talking to different suppliers for what you need, and they'll help you to pick what you need. And Holly's in particular using basic goods, you know, beans, grain, you know, dairy, you know, all the different regular terms rather than long-term starch food. She tells you for about each person, a boy or a man or a woman, about how much to store for each person for an annual usage. Salt, sugar, you know, et cetera, the basic items. Now, I tell you, old Hawk tells you to get chunky soup or Progresso soup or any more beef stew because you've got a meat, usually vegetables and potatoes, you know, in a gravy or a broth, and it's already got the water in it. So all you got to do is heat it a little bit, and it'll taste pretty doggone good. And then look up your natural stuff, plants that you can eat, and flowers. There are different flowers that are good. I mean, I know I had a salad that has rose petals in it years ago when I was traveling. All right? If you've got plastic or, you know, the food-grade buckets and the lids that tighten up, you can store flour. You know, you can store grain. You can store a number of different things. But you might want to have some grain so you can make you some bread, all right? Salt, sugar, whatever it is, see if you can store it up. You know, the white rice, you know. There's a shortage of rice on the planet. Don't get the basmati rice or the dirty rice. Don't get that because it doesn't last as long. Well, Hawk, it's the Betty Wright. Yes, I know all of that, but we're talking about staving off famine, you see. We're talking about you get you a handful of rice and put it in there, cook it up a little bit, throw it in there, and put the Denny Moore beef stew or the chunky soup on top of that, and that's a pretty good ration. You can also do Meyer lemons inside your house or the oranges, the dwarf orange trees, the dwarf Meyer lemon trees, and they will make, you know, in a certain period of time, you'll have vitamin C, you see, to stave off scurvy. I'm just giving you this and exhorting you to really understand that we need to do this. I don't know if we'll have an election or not. I suspect, oh, we probably will, you know. But I would not tell you that it's not going to be a fair election necessarily because I think they could still steal this one. And the Republicans are not doing a dadgum thing. They're not saying anything. They're not really, for the most part, even campaigning. I mean, I haven't seen it. For the last 3-4 months, I've seen Democratic things on TV attacking every Republican candidate in this area, okay? And they've shown them 10, 12, 14 different times a week. Republicans, no response back. Now, Republicans have quit playing golf for the summer, and they're quit drinking 12 martinis, and now, oh, boy, now people are paying attention. People have been paying attention all summer, and then they get off on one of their chases of the very fancy language, and all. Here's what you say. If you want to feed your family, if you don't want your family to starve, if you do not want your power to get shut up because you can't pay for it, then to vote Republican instead of voting Luciferian Communist Democrat, okay? If you want your Hispanic child, or if you want your African-American child to grow up to maybe to be able to start a business, then vote Republican. But instead they say, oh, well, you know, the people are they talk like that, okay? Give a stump speech. Make it hard, fast, straight. Tell people what you're going to do for them, when you're going to do it, and then say it. And that's what Trump did. Trump got elected. They haven't learned a darn thing. And mushmouth Miss McConnell. Mushmouth, I hope Thornton Oil cancels your free flights, you know? I hope Thornton Oil cancels your free flights, mushmouth. Allegedly, they're free, all right? But the fact is that mushmouth has pulled the funding for the Republican candidate in Arizona, in New Hampshire, and all around the country just because Trump endorsed those candidates. Mitch McConnell would rather lose and send this country down the hole and be the minority leader than to help win the fight. So I'm going to tell you, don't expect the big red tsunami to come and sweep all away the stuff. What I expect is the same people who are Luciferian communist scumbags who stole one election will steal another. And they've been doing so with illegal immigrants, with migrants, since the days of Boss Tweed. It's the Boss Tweed model. You come off the boat, you steer them to a place where they work in a sweatshop or they got a little bit of a place to put their head up, find a little room or something like that to stay in. And then you get their name and you keep track of them, and then the ward boss and then the precinct captain watches them all up and down the drain. If you want a job, you kick back. You see, that's the way it's been done. And they're doing it still. They're going to do it some more. So don't expect the big Republican win, okay? Don't expect that. But what you can do, if you have an opportunity to do so, and even if it necessitates picking up cans along the road, taking them and selling them at the recycling center to get you a little money, you can go get maybe another one or two cans of Chunky Soup a week extra. You can take a container, food grade, of course, or if you've got gallon jugs of what you had of water, or, 2 liters or whatever of water, of bottled water, you can reutilize those and put new water in it and put a little few drops of the, as necessary. You got to look that up for yourself to see how many drops of the unscented bleach or there's stuff called like aerobic 7 that you can put into containers to keep away any brackish water or any stuff forming, because the oxygen kills all the germs or keeps it at bay. You can also utilize some of the meso silver that will help you. The colloidal silver will help to kill some viruses, bacteria, and protozoans, or scum that would come up in water. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, Brother Quail, if you need gold or silver and you want it quick, he's usually got a lot on hand. And then while you're at it, if you can order one of his books or something, because I'm going to tell you, he's not reprinting his books because he cannot get a quote because the ink and the paper are not available like they used to be, where you can do anything you want. And Steve's goes to a big publisher, a huge publisher, I know who it is, and they can't give him a time or a price or anything, so he can't redo the books. Get whatever you can get from his books. If you can get, Empire Beneath the Ice Xenogenesis or Terminated or Aliens, Fallen Angels or The Weather Wars or whatever he's got available. Angel Wars, whatever it might be. Premise of the Promise, all of that books of Quails will tell you what's going on and will be of great value to you in the future. And, I'll tell you, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, because I'll tell you, I still having a little trouble walking, and I just, that's about the size of it, and then everybody I know in this alternative world of radio or what have you, most of the people I know about have issues, and we don't talk about them very much or anything, but there are issues because we're being attacked because we're going up against the Lucifer himself and his fallen angels and minions. And so they do things to you. They will assign 20,000 demons to come at you. They will use electromagnetic pulse, satellite generated, satellite directed, generation of scalar frequencies to impact the, neurophysiological template. I told you about that's one of the new things. Brother Quail had a specific COVID designed directly for him. targeting him. There's all kind of stuff that goes on, all right? I've told you about all the stuff over the years and the number of times and attempts and different things. Brother Quayle's told you that. Other people told you that, too. So anyway, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game and keep me hitting old Lucy in the shins with the ball bat or in the forehead or in the elbows or what have you, anything is most needed or wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes, all right? A little bit of silver, you know, an ounce of silver, a dime, silver quarter, silver bar, whatever it is, a little bit of gold or a little bit of platinum. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And to a number of people who have said I've been a little bit slow in responding and then I'll tell you something else. The mail takes more time these days. Since Biden's been in, stuff that used to come in 3 or 4 days now takes 7 to come, or 6 or 7 days to come. So it's quite interesting. They've destroyed that capability, and that, at some point in time, the future will go away. And so in terms of that, I thank everybody, and may the Lord Jesus bless you and provide you with medical miracles as you need and superabundance and all things you need to survive. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you very much to all those people who have sent a little bit of something along the way. And I can't get to everybody right now because I'm telling you, it's like my world is like moving through molasses. That's how slow it is. And I'm not going crazy or anything like that. It's just the fact that health-wise, it's not good, and I have different requirements. Still have problems walking at times because of problems in the leg and what have you. So I'm just trying to tell you the truth. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you go to John 14, you read that, you want to have Jesus manifest himself to you, then he will do it and he'll show you how. If you've not read that, maybe you should go to read it now. John 14. Start about 10, verse 10 maybe. Let's see what we got here. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, now listen to this part, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You need to look at the syntax on that, because that's a marvelous gift to you. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So he's going to manifest himself to you if you follow what he says. Go to John chapter 14 and read it tonight. Read it to your family. Read it to your children. Start telling the kids the truth as best you can and as straightforwardly as you can. and get the kids involved in sports as well as in studies. And I'm talking about the basic reading. You've got to get them reading. You got to get them books. And you need to get them if you can find, even if you can find used like World Book Encyclopedias or Britannicas at the yard sale or the garage sale or whatever. Start to think about who's going to teach the kids. Who's going to teach the kids, okay? And how will we teach them if there's no schools? And who will be smart enough? And do you have the textbooks to train children in mathematics or in science or in history? The history books are hard to find. I was looking through the textbook for history the other night, and most of them are the wokey-dokey stuff, all right? Now, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that when the time comes, you're going to have to avail yourself to protect your family. Because you don't want to go in there and lose spirit and knife out of pie, you see. And I'm going to tell you, stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your place of business, your cars, your property, whatever. And don't let some scumbags come and take it, you know? You stand at the ready. And when the time comes, give them the blizzard, you know? If Froggy wants to come according, then it's time to gig the frog, whoever the frog may be. So that's all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to go in there loose spirit and knife out of pipe. I've been doing this 18 years, and they've come for me a few times. I'm still here, all right? Brother Quayle's still there. They've come for him a number of times. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus and against those of the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Mighty men and women of valor, God bless you out there. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, stay on your optics on the 338 and squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. Road and track, and little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Listen to your mommy and daddy because you got good ones. And as well as your ninja ways and Muay Thai ways and sword ways and knife ways, don't forget about the mathematics and reading and the history and the science. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May our Father in heaven protect you.